You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and I welcome to our Innis News. This morning, the Domestic Administration Committee and the Kansas City Party Committee held a conference to review task performance of collective and individual of the unit in 2024. Last year, the Domestic Administration Committee advised the Standing Committee of the City Party Committee to lead and organize the street implementation of the direction of the central government and the City Party Committee on domestic administration, prevention and combat of corruption, negativity, and judicial reform, concretize over 30 documents and coordinate to advise and promulgate 5 other documents on internal affairs, to organize implementation, coordinate with the Office of the City Party Committee and relevant agencies and units to advise the Standing Committee of the City Party Committee, to receive for inspection and survey delegations from the central government to work in the city. Also this morning, the Department of Home Affairs of Kansas City reviewed its task performance in 2024 and set out tasks for 2025. Over the past year, the entire internal affairs sector of the city has focused on advising competent authorities to renovate and rearrange the organizational apparatus of the political system to ensure that it is strong, efficient, and effective in meeting the requirements and tasks in the new era. Continue to promote the reform of civil duties and administration, advise on formulating policies for redundant cadre civil servants and public employees, and handling public assets after implementing the organizational arrangement of the apparatus. Completed on 15 targets and 10 out of 10 tasks according to the annual work program assigned by the City Party Committee, those are the outstanding results gained by Kansas City's Information and Communication Center in 2024. Last year, the Information and Communication Center of Kansas City implemented many important targets and results, typically building the KT1 Postal Network and the Universal Postal Network to operate safely, efficiently, and stably. Telecommunications infrastructure was invested and developed with modern technology. Cable internet and 3G and 4G mobile networks covered up to 100% of areas and families. Up to now, more than 80% of households have cable network connections. The specialized data transmission network has been deployed to the commune level and operated stably, contributing to the smooth deployment of platforms for digital government. The information security infrastructure has been upgraded, ensuring a secure connection with the national population database. Yesterday morning, the Statistics Department of Kansas City held a press conference to announce socio-economic statistics in 2024. In 2024, the city's gross domestic product, or GDP, is estimated to increase by more than 7% over the same period last year, which is the highest increase in the last 6 years, except for 2022 due to the recovery from the COVID-19 epidemic, in which the agriculture, forestry, and fisheries sector increased by more than 3%. The industrial and construction sector increased by nearly 8%, the service sector increased by nearly 8%. The average consumer price index in 2024 increased by more than 3% compared to 2023. The situation of political security, social order and safety in the area is ensured. This morning, Colonel Luc Đức Tiên, Deputy Commander of Navy Region No. 5, and a delegation from Southern Province's businesses and press agencies visited and offered their wishes to officers and soldiers on Hong Kwai Island in Tân An Commune, Ngọc Hiển District, Cà Mau Province. The delegation held a flag salute ceremony at the radar station 595 located on the highest peak of Hong Kwai Island, a strategic location with a comprehensive view of the East Sea and the Southwest Sea, playing a key role in monitoring maritime security and protecting national sovereignty. After that, the delegation visited Radar Barrack 595, gave meaningful tidbits, and sent deep encouragement to officers and soldiers who are on duty day and night. This morning, Vietnam Fat and French Committee of Tân An World Ninh Kiều Street held a groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of the Great Solidarity House. The house started construction belongs to Mr. Lê Văn Thanh's household, located at number 149/5 Nguyễn Thị Minh Khai Street, area number 6, a poor household of the world. The World Fatherland Front has mobilized 65 million Vietnam dong from sponsors to build the house. This activity is within a series of activities to implement the campaign of the Hon people to unite to build civilized city and reduce poverty sustainably by 2025, at the same time celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Liberation Day of the South, the party congress at all levels in the lead up to the 14th National Party Congress. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.